Welcome to Maseches Ma'akatan, Perek Alf, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Ein oisin es ha'ama. A person may not make an irrigation canal around his field that the water should, you know, come into it. The reason it's called an ama is because the appropriate width of it was usually about an ama. It was an ama deep, about 2 feet wide and 2 feet deep. Bitchila, the first time, that means initially, b'mayit, anchal amayit, because that's a big tircha, it's a big bother. Similarly also, b'shvi'is, it's prohibited to do it during the Shemitah, the sabbatical year, because it seems like a person is working the ground. Chachamim say, during Shemitah, a person may dig one of these irrigation canals on Shemitah, because people, it doesn't look like you're working the ground, because people see you're just taking out all the earth. Continues the mission of Masanglis Amakukolos B'mayit. Let's say you do have an irrigation pit that got ruined, it got stuffed up with earth or stones or pebbles. That is permissible on Yantif to repair. Masaknes Kokuli Amamshir B'shos HaRabim. You can fix public sewage, public plumbing for water. And you could clean them out for many of the pebbles or the stones or anything that gathered inside of them. You can fix sidewalks and roads. That's mikvah samayim. The mikvah, a lot of a public mikvah could be repaired on Chol HaMoed. And you could do anything that the public needs. It's permissible to demarcate kvaris, graves. They would do that with limestone. They would kind of make some type of indication with the white limestone. For Yotzin Afalak Kilayim, similarly, the messengers of Bezdin may go out to make sure that those people that had planted Kilayim, Kilayim means that they've cross-planted, so they planted more than one type, one species in close proximity to one another. They're allowed to see to make sure that they were Iker them, they had gone out earlier, but now they went to see to make sure that the people who they penalized had actually uprooted the Kilayim and didn't just leave it there and ignore what the Bezdin, the Jewish court, had told them. Let's see one more Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, "Moishchinas ha'mayim me'ilan leilam." Let's say there's a lot of water that gathered under a tree. You're allowed to pull some of that water to a different tree on Chol HaMoed. Obavach le'yashkas kol ha'sadah. You have to make sure not to irrigate the entire field. Says the Mishnah, "Zroim shalashos lufnei ha'moed." Let's say a person has plants that he never watered them before Yantiv. La'yashkin b'moed. You're not allowed to water those on B'chol HaMoed, because they're not going to get lost, or kind of going to get ruined. Chacham say that it's permissible in both cases. That means a person could irrigate the entire field, and also may water plants that were never watered, because the Chachamim hold that even if there's not going to be a loss, or they're not going to get ruined, but they'll do better if you do that, and therefore it would be permissible. Wishing you a wonderful, successful upcoming day.